It's a beautiful clear morning in the Northern Highland American Legion Forest with the sun dancing on the surface of Little Rock Lake. For DNR research scientist Carl Watrous, it's a good day to wrap up three decades of his life's work.
Today we're removing a barrier that's been in place for about 30 years to separate this lake into two basins.
One half of the lake was kept unchanged. The other half was doused gradually with acid to simulate the effects of sulfur dioxide and mercury produced by coal-fired power plants in Ohio. The acid rain was killing lakes along the eastern seaboard and even across the Atlantic. Watrous wanted to prove that it could also happen here.
If acid deposition in Wisconsin reached the intensity in New York, in the Adirondacks, in Sweden or eastern Canada, we would see a lot of fishless lakes in northern Wisconsin.
After a few short years, that's what happened at Little Rock Lake.
The fishery basically collapsed. The bass stopped reproducing. The eggs just deteriorated on the nest.
All right, that's good.
In the narrow neck of this hourglass-shaped lake, divers are on the bottom, cutting the heavy black curtain loose from waterlogged sandbags.
Can you see if there's a pair of work gloves in there? There's not much left of mine.
Scuba diver and research scientist Greg Sass slashes with a small blade in muddy water.
Working in darkness and making sure you're not hitting your hand with a utility knife as you're cutting away sections.
Sass has mixed feelings as he brings this 30-year experiment to an end.
It's important, yet it's kind of bittersweet. We don't have very many opportunities, if any, left right now where we can actually split a lake in two and do those sorts of manipulations.
UW-Madison researcher Susan Knight is on top in one of the rowboats.
My role today and back in 84 was muscle, helping put the curtain in back then and pulling the curtain out today.
Knight is a botanist, and she and Carl Watrous both witnessed what the acid did to the plant life of Little Rock Lake.
A dense mat of filamentous algae developed. It was like very, very fine angel hair spaghetti. But green.
Really, it looks like a big green cloud just kind of sitting in the bottom, kind of drifting around. I imagine that the fish probably didn't like to swim through it.
The nasty effects of this experiment led to new state and federal environmental laws, including amendments to the Clean Air Act. Carl Watrous, Susan Knight, and Greg Sass say their work here helped bring back the lakes in New York, Canada, and Sweden, and may have saved the lakes of northern Wisconsin.
The results of the various acid rain bills were astoundingly good. We've gotten very good at removing sulfur dioxide.
The results led to some changes in sulfur emissions, and these kinds of lakes that are typical up in northern Wisconsin are especially vulnerable to acidification, and they're very special, and we just don't have that many in the world.
We've really addressed some really important implied research questions that have had worldwide implications.
But Watrous says there is one more question that needs to be addressed from coal-fired power plants. Along with sulfur dioxide and mercury, there's still carbon dioxide, which has been linked to climate change.
The initial work here played into Wisconsin's acid rain bill in 1986. It played into the Clean Air Act amendments, and maybe it will eventually play into a CO2 or global warming.
Okay, you just got to pull it out now.
As the divers pull the heavy black curtain out of Little Rock Lake and the curtain falls on 30 years of research, the scientists here believe there is still work to be done. In Vilas County, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.